We're here on Daf Lamed Vav on the base, about 10 lines down from the top, Itmar. The Gemara now wants to analyze the principle, the case of Tchilasa B'Pshia V'Sofa Ba'ones, Pasha Ba. The animal was given over to a shomer who accepted upon himself Achrayas to make sure that the animal is protected. And Pasha Ba, instead of locking the door was left unopened. V'yotzas la'agam. And the animal went out into the marshland. And it's no longer protected against ganovim, against ze'evim. U'mesa kedarka, but the animal dropped dead. It was not stolen. It was not attacked by wolves. And here we have a machlokes between two versions of Abaye and Rava, in the name of Rabba. Abaye mishmei de Rabba, according to the version of Abaye, in the name of Rabba, Chayav. Rava mishmei de Rabba, Amar Potter. The transmission of Rava, in the name of Rabba, was that he's Potter. Abaye mishmei de Rava, Amar Chayav. And now he adds a certain hyperbole, a certain strength to his claim, called Dina Delodoin Ki Hai Dina Lav Dina, who, if a judge doesn't accept this principle and he issues a decision that contradicts this principle, he's not worthy to be a judge. And why is that so simple that he's chayav? Lomi boy lamandi omar tchilos v'pshiyav asofa ba'ones chayav dechayav elafi lamandi omar potor hocha chayav. There's machlokas later on daf mem gimel amid aleph. Rashi makes reference to it here. Dibra maschil elafi lamandi omar potor hocha chayav. In the case of tzrifa de urvina, the shomer was given money to watch, and he has to protect it against two things, against theft and against a fire. And he placed it in a situation where it was adequately protected against theft, but not against fire. At the end, it didn't burn up in smoke, but rather it was stolen. And he did the maximum shmir for stealing, for geneva, that you could have expected of him. So on the one hand, this is certainly an ones, but on the other hand, he started with the lack of shmira, he was poshea, as far as sreifa is concerned. So that's the tzrifa di urvina that's going to come up later on, Amim Gimel, and the Gemara there quotes two opinions. It's tchilos v'pshiva sof ba'ones, even though again, it didn't go up in smoke, it was stolen. And the Amoraim argue in the debate whether or not he's chayav to pay in such a case, since he started with pshia, or is he potur, because at the end of the day, his pshia didn't amount to anything. The onus that happened is not enough to be machayav him. So the Gemara says, even, this is Abai's argument, even if I maintain that in the case of tzrifa de urvina is sofo, the ones is potur. And why is that? Because although he did not provide adequate shmira to prevent against sreifa, but sreifa did not happen, as far as geneva is concerned, he's an onus, and therefore he's potur. Here, says Abaye, hocha chayev. Even that man, the Amru, says potur, would agree that he's chayev here, my taima, the Amrinan havla, the agma ktola. Why did the animal die? It was because it was sent out into the agam. What it means, it was sent out to the agam. The shomer did not lock the door, so there was no proper protection to keep the animal incarcerated, so to speak. The animal went out and died in the agam. It's probably because, or possibly because, the bad, foul, air of the marshlands, that's what killed him, that's what did him under. And therefore, it's not a case of Tchilas of Shiva Sof Ba'onis, like the case of Srifa de Urvana, where he provided adequate protection against Geneva, and yet it was stolen. That's Onus. But here, Abai claims that because the animal was not well contained, and it went out into the Agam, the air, the hevel of the Agam is what killed the animal. Now, it's not clear in Rashi whether or not we know for certain that the hevel killed the animal, or we just are raising that as a possibility. And once we raise it as a possibility, then the burden of proof is on the shomer to prove that indeed the animal would have died in any event, even had it not gone out to the havla, the agma, been exposed to the air of this marshland. We have no way of investigating what would have happened had the animal survived the agam. Would it nevertheless have been very badly hurt by the original, had it remained in its original place in the bias, it wouldn't have died. And therefore Abaye argues that even if I hold Tchilas of Shiva Sof Bonus Potur, here it's not a pure onus situation. The animal just didn't die of old age. The animal died because of the hevel of the agam. So that's a full-fledged pshia. Now, in Rashi's language, it would seem, and this is even clear in the Rosh, that with tole, to assume that the yitzias animal out into the agam was a pshia, as far as the hevel of the agam is concerned. But in any event, Rashi here in this Ella that I referred to before is careful to point out that even though in the Gemara Mem Gimel, the case of the Shomer who placed the deposit of money in the Tzrifa de Arvaneh, and he didn't do any pshia as far as Gnev is concerned, so his pshia as far as Srefa didn't amount to anything. And therefore you might argue, as the Gemara has one opinion on Mem Gimel Menalf, that he is Potur, because that is an onus Shalomach Masapshi. But here, says Abai, this onus would not have taken place if not for the pshia. Rava Mishmei de Rabba Omar Potur Kol Daino de Lo Doin Ki Haidino Lav Dainahu. You must insist that here it's Potter, otherwise you're not worthy of being a judge. Lo me boy. I don't even have to point this out, says Rava. Lamandi Omar Tchilos of Ipshiva Sof Bonus Potter, the Potter here for sure be Potter. El Afil Lamandi Omar Chayav Hocha Potter. When do we say Tchilos of Ipshiva Sof Bonus Chayav according to that Mandi Omar? That's if we can assume that had the pshia not taken place, then the onus wouldn't have taken place. So the onus is attributable and linked up to the pshia. But here, there's no linkage between the animal dropping dead and the pshia of letting the animal out. My taima, and Rava argues, the amrina malachamos maliyoch maliyosam. There's no relationship between the ultimate onus and the original pshia. True, the original pshia allowed the animal ultimately to get out into the agam, but the malchamavus could have killed the animal inside the house, could have killed the animal outside in the agam. It doesn't matter to the malchamavus. Malchamavus mali hachamali hasan. No difference between the animal being here, there, or elsewhere. The animal has to be killed. That's the job of the malchamavus. So therefore, even if the animal would have remained in the house, it would have died by virtue of the malchamavus. So there's no way that you can attribute the death of the animal to the original pshia of the shomer. Now, the truth is that in the case of a shoel, yechayev, even if there's no guilt whatsoever, for example, Beis HaMachma, Mesa Kedarka. And that would be true even if the animal died in the Beis Bailim, in the Mashil's house. Because there the Torah said that the Chafetz is considered as if it belongs to you, meaning you, the Shoel. But that's a very unique halacha, and it doesn't have any applicability here. Says the Gemara, Umode Abaye. Now the Gemara is going to whittle down the machlokas. Abaye is mode to Rava di Hadra Lebe Mora Umesa de Potur. If the animal after went out to the Gadam, went into the Agam, went back into the Beis Bailim, it means that the Havel of the Agam was not enough to kill the animal, Umesa, and the animal died in the house of the original owner, de Potur. Why? My timer, the Hadrala, it's as if he himself, the Shomer himself, had returned the object to its Bailim. The Lekala Memer Havla the Agma Ketola. And you can't say that the Hevel of the Agam killed it, because the animal's outside, is outside of that realm. He's no longer anywhere near the Hevel of the Agam. Umodi Rava, so that's the case where Abai would be Mode, that for sure you potter because the animal went back into the original house. But Modi Rava, where would Rava be Mode Tabaye, that for sure you're Chayav? Kol Hecha de Ignav Ganov Ba'agam Umesa Kedarka Be Ganov de Chayav. So it means that after the animal went out into the Agam, it was stolen. It was taken away by a gazlan. And since the shomer was poshea without locking the door properly, the gate properly, and the animal went out into the Agam, that's a place where Ganov are going to find it. And even though Mesa Kedarka, the animal actually died of a natural death, it was not killed by the ganov, is nevertheless we still say malach hamavos malihoch malihosom, and the animal would have died even if it would have remained in the house. So the question is, my time, therefore, why does Rava insist that in this case undoubtedly the shomer would be chayav? And the answer is Di Shavka Malach Hamovis Bebeise de Ganva Havikaima. If Hoyameiniachla Malach Hamovis, if the Malach Hamovis would have let this animal alone, let it be for its own, then it would have remained in the base Haganov. And the chiyuv of the shomer would be on the fact that it was stolen from the Beis Haganov. Let's get the case in which Rava is Moda Tabaye. The shomer did not watch the animal properly, left the door open. The animal went out into an agam, and in the agam, it was stolen. After the Ganav stole it, he brought it into his house, and there the animal died of natural causes. Mesa Kedarka. In such a case, even Rava will agree to Abaye that we have to drop the svara of Malach Hamavos Malihocha Malihosom, and we have to assume that if the Malach Hamavos had not taken the animal's life in the Ganav's house, even so the Shomer is Chayav because he was poshea by not locking the door, and the animal was taken by a Ganav. So let's just be Machayev the Shomer b'toras Pshia, because that Pshia led up to and culminated in a Gneva, and the Shomer is Chayav for that moment of Gneva before the animal died. Abaye is now going to ask a kasha from our sugya onto Rava. Omale Abaye le Rava le didach di amr, according to you, and you maintain the position that the p'tur of a shomer, even when it was posheh in the Shmiras HaBal, but it went out to the Agam and it died natural deaths in the Agam, is Malach HaMoves Mali Hacha Mali Hasam. Does Havai, let's go back to the Kash of Rav Abba Bar Mamel to Rav Ami that we learned yesterday. Hi, the Osvei Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel Le Rabbi Ami from our Mishnah, why is the Socher Potur when he transferred over the cow to the Shoel, if according to Rabbi Yochanan, the actual transferal to the Shoel was Shomer Shemosel Shomer Chayov? Vishani Le Rav Ami responded to answer that our Mishnah is Kshenoslo Abaylim Rishus Lahashil. The Bailim gave the green light permission to the Socher to lend out the animal. The Lemolei Malach HaMoves Mali Hocha Umali Hosam. According to your logic, Rova, then Rabbi Ami should have given a simple answer to Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba was asking a kasha from Abrai, so the answer would be very simple. In our Mishnah, the Socher is Potter, even though he handed it over to the Shoel. That was Rav Abba's Kasha to Rav Ami, according to Rav Yochanan. After all, the Mesira, in this case from the Socher to the Shoel, should itself constitute a Pshia, because Rav Yochanan, Shomer Shemosel, Shomer Chayav, Mishum Pshia, Vishani Lei, and Rabbi Ami gave the answer to Rabbi Abba that in our Mishnah it was Shenosno Bailim Rishus Lahashil, that the answer is that the Bailim in this case gave the okay for the Socher who rented the animal to pass it on and lend it to the Shoel. Volemale, according to you, Rava, why didn't Rabbi Ami just simply answer the question of Abba that since it died of a natural death in the Shoel's possession and it wasn't stolen, then Malach HaMoves Mali Hocham Mali Hocham Mali Hosam? There's no reason why the Socher should be chayav for Pshia, because you're telling me, Rava, that if that Pshia didn't amount to anything and at the end of the day there was an onus, then you're potter. No, it's according to Rava's understanding of Rabbi Yochanan, then Shomer Shemosel Shomer is only going to be a problem because the Pshia lent or culminated in the death of the animal, but here the death of the animal was as a result of an onus that's not attributable or related to the original Pshia, and therefore Malach HaMoves Mali Hocham Mali Hosam, then you might as well tell us that our Mishnah, which says the Socher is out of the picture and he has no Chiyuv, that's because the animal died of old age. The Malach HaMoves came and took the animal's life. It had nothing whatsoever to do with the fact that he handed the animal over to the Shoel. In other words, the animal would have died in the Beis HaSocher, so there's no reason why the Socher should be Chayav because he gave it over to the Shoel. It wasn't that the Malach HaMoves chose to kill the animal because it was in the Beis HaShoel. It had been in the Beis HaSocher, the Malach HaMoves wouldn't have taken. So why didn't Rabbi Ami give that answer? And from the fact that Rabbi Ami did not give that answer, we derive the conclusion that whenever there's a Pshia, even if at the end of the day the animal died as a result of the Malach HaMoves taking its life, nevertheless, you're chayav. Pai is implying that Bishlei Melididi, I don't have this problem as to why Rabbi Ami didn't give this answer, because the animal would have died from the Hevel and the Bayis Sheni. That's the halacha of Taliyah that we discussed before, according to Abaye. Once there was a Pshia and the fact that the Socher gave the animal over to the Shoel, we have to be told that. We have to assume that the animal died, not because the Malach HaMoves was a little bit late, but because of the Hevel of the Beis HaSheni, meaning the Beis HaShoel, is what killed him. But according to you, Rava, that we say Malach HaMoves Mali Hocham Mali Hosam, Rabbi Ami should have given this answer to the question as to why how our Mishnah squares with Rabbi Yochanan. Amalei, Rava turns to Abaye and he says, Lididchu demasnu ein ritzoni shepikdoni biad acher. You understood that Shomer Shemosel Shomer Chayav according to Rabbi Yochanan because the mafkid doesn't want his object, his property in the hands of anyone but the first Shomer, is ikalios velahi, then we should ask from the Mishnah, why is the socher patur? When it died a natural death in the house of the Shoel, and after all, according to your understanding of Rabbi Yochanan, is ein ritzoni shepikdoni v'adacher. So the underlying premise of the kasha, which Rabbi Abba asked Rabbi Ami, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is a very understandable premise, according to you, Abaye, because ein ritzoni shepikdoni v'adacher, the very moment that the socher violated that understanding and he gave it over to the Shoel, he's a poshea. And therefore, as Rabbi Abba in his question thought, he should be chayav. The socher should be chayav. But l'didi, according to me, the amina, my understanding of Rabbi Yochanan is an behemnis li b'shvua v'heich lo behemnis li b'shvua. The mesira does not qualify, constitute a pshia in and of itself. It's only the problem of shvua is lekalos ve'klal. Then we would never even ask a kash from the Mishnah, which means that the socher takes the shvua to the bailim, that the animal died of a natural cause, and he is certainly, you know, he has the credibility in the eyes of the mafkid, and therefore there's no reason why the socher should be chayiv at all. The fact that socher gave it over to the shoel is perfectly permissible and absolutely okay according to Rabbi Yochanan, as long as the socher can take the shvua. And that's exactly what happened in our Mishnah. The socher took the shvua of Mesa Kedarka. So Rava says to Abai that I'm in a superior position to you, because according to my pshat, there is no kasha to be asked from our Mishnah. So what are you telling me? That the kasha is a kasha, but he should have given a better teretz. What are you talking about? The kasha doesn't even get off the ground. According to me, Rabbi Abba never would have even raised this question. It's only in the light of your understanding that Mesira to a Shomer Sheni is automatically ipso facto a pshia, and that's why we don't understand why the socher is off the hook. So you can answer, because the ultimate onus of Mesa Kedarka, which took place in the house of the Shoel, that's not attributable in any way, shape, or form to the socher, because malchum avos malyochum malyhosam, and it's as if it was mesa kedarka bebeis hasocher. So why is it that the socher? There's no reason why the socher should be chayav, and that could have been the answer that Rabbi Ami should have given to Rabbi Abba. But according to me, says Rabbi, the kasha never would have gotten off the ground. Now, Rami Bar Chama has a kash on Rash on Abaye from a later Mishnah. The Mishnah Masa Rami Bar Chama Hela L'Roshei Tzukim. He lifted the animal. The Shomer lifted the animal up to the Table Mount, to the top of the mountain, and Nufla. And then the animal fell from there. Ein Zeh Ones. That's not called mitigating circumstances. That's a pshia. You take the animal to such a high precipice, it's going to fall, v'chayav. That's what it says in the Mishnah later on. So the Gemara wants to be medayik now. Ha, mesa kedarka. What would have happened if, had the animal died a natural death at the precipice of Rosh Tzukim of this mountain, is hareza onus upatur. V'amai lemalei d'avira d'ahai d'har k'tola. So this is a kasha which Rami Bar Chama is raising against Abai Bishlam. According to Rava, Malacham Ovis Mali Hoch Mali Hossam, had the animal died up there on the tzuk, there's no reason why the Shomer would be chayav for such a thing. Right? Because Malacham Ovis Mali Hoch Mali Hossam. But according to you, Abai, you don't accept Malacham Ovis Mali Hoch Mali Hossam. And therefore, why should you be potter in such? Why should the shomer be potter in such a case? Lemolei, we have a right to argue against the shomer. Davira dahar k'tola, that there's a special atmosphere and breathing conditions in air in the mountain, and that's what really killed the animal. Inami da utzvina dahar k'tola. Maybe the work and the toil of the animal climbing the mountain, that's what killed the animal. So Rami Bar Chama is asking, a kasha, raising an objection against Abaye, because the Mishnah seems to imply quite clearly that in the case of Mesa Kedaka, the Shomer is Potur. Hachamayaskinon. Gemara answers Shehela Limira Shomein Vitov. That those shepherds and the like who are in charge of the animals and have to feed the animals will take them up to a higher point where the grazing area is thick and it's healthy. There's no pshia in taking the animal up to the tzuk. If I can use the term, it's standard procedure. And therefore it's not tchila b'pshia. Inami, ihochi, says the Gemara, nafla nami. Why is it that if the animal fell from the tzuk, then the shomer is indeed chayav? And the Gemara answers, shahayla l'sokfa v'lo sokfa. The roeh, the shepherd, didn't do his maximum, what he was required to do, that would have been standard procedure, is to hold on to the animal. That's what roeh, that's what the shepherds do, to make sure the animal doesn't fall. V'lo tokfa. And he, the shomer, didn't do such a thing. Ihachi, says the Gemara, Ema Resha. The Resha says, also L'Roshe Atzuki Menofla Hareza Ones. Is he Boy Leila Mitkafa? There too, he should have held on to the animal and make sure that the animal doesn't fall off this high, very high, dangerous precipice. He Boy Leila Mitkafa, he should have grabbed onto the animal. Lo tzricha she tkafasu tkafato vi olsa utkafato vi yarda. That indeed the reason why in the resha of the Mishnah, this is the Mishnah later on, the halacha is that he's chayav for nefila. The Gemara thought that in the resha, the animal itself, on its own initiative, climbed up to the Rosh Eitzukim v'nafla. That's called an ones. And kasha im aliyak shel atzma muteres v'apshi masha hoyelo l'sokva sham is halo gam b'olsa me'atzmi boyle l'miskefa. Translation of l'sokva is l'hachzik bo k'desh lo tibol. In other words, in the resha, even if the animal went up on its own initiative, the roeh should still be negligent if he doesn't do this tokfa thing to be machzik the animal, to make sure the animal doesn't fall down the mountain. And the Gemara answers, shetokfato v'olsa. The resha is talking about a case where the animal was stronger than he is, and the animal tokfato v'olsa. Tokfato v'yarda, and on its way down it fell. And in this situation, he couldn't have possibly have done what we called before hayalo. What was the language? Sorry, hayalo lahachzikba. What do you mean lahachzikba? Lahachzikba, to make sure that it doesn't fall. The animal is humongous. It's powerful. It's going to fall. He can't stand in its way. He's biofin zelo, a yochel laman kenegda, therefore he's potur.